Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 8, 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin tonight's call, I want to quickly go out to New Braunfels, Texas, and the six-figure ring earner, Mr. Manly Wilson. Mr. Wilson, are you on?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I believe you have someone you want to recognize tonight. Is that correct?
I do. We have a young couple out of Kyle, Texas, that recently leveled up in a short period of time, and not only did they level up 3-1, they also got three associates at the same time. So they went the extra mile to get that done. So I'd like to introduce you tonight, Jerry and Nancy Shelton. Are you on the call, Jerry and Nancy?
Yes, sir. Can you hear us okay?
Hear you loud and clear. So, Jerry, tell us a little bit about your background real quick and what Legal Shield has meant to you and where you want to go with it.
Well, I appreciate it, sir. Been using the product for about 3 or 4 years, as in being members. And after Hurricane Harvey hit, we had some really heavy business challenges, and I needed to call on my Legal Shield team. And so we made the call up to Fort Worth, and we got incredible response and a reaction from the firm. And after that happened, two or three times in a row on some major contracts, my wife looked at me and said, "Honey, everybody needs this. Why don't we sell it?" And so I said, "Well, why don't we?" And the next thing you know, we decided to get full bore. And because we're in the business of dealing with the public, putting on trade shows, I said, "Let's study it a little bit." And we did. Next thing you know, went up to Ada to the corporate office and met the Moore family. Took the tour on a 27-degree cold winter day over the holiday. And we came back feeling better than ever. And jumped in there, and it seems like within a week we had qualified and we hit the road running.
Well, thank you, Jerry. You know, I know you were serious when you said, how do I find my way up to Ada, Oklahoma, and let me go check out this company. And when somebody's that serious enough to drive up and spend the day with the Moores and let them give you a tour and learn a little bit more about what this company can do and its opportunity, I certainly appreciate that. And I know you're going to go far, you and Nancy. Look forward to you building your team. And, again, congratulations.
Well, listen, thank you, and thank the Moores and Pawpaw and everybody up there. Fantastic group, very professional. And we just can't say enough. And we're really excited to be on board. And thank you for the opportunity. I'll throw it back to you, Randy.
All right. Congratulations, Jerry and Nancy. We're very, very proud of you. And, Manly, keep up the good work. You've done an awesome job. I want to remind everyone to go to our website, moresuccessteam.com, to register for our team breakout session that will be held in this year's International Convention in Oklahoma City. That'll be on Sunday, March 18th. It'll be at the Cox Convention Center. And this will be one of the biggest events that we do as a team every year. So make sure we come out and meet the leadership of the More Success Team and get training from the top platinums and ring earners on our team. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 4 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, and the leader of the Moore Success Team, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, Randy, thank you. And, you know, Manly is doing a great job, but I want to congratulate Jerry and his wife one more time. What a fantastic start they have. Things are going to be going full blast all the way. You know, Randy, tonight, it's a real honor to introduce this gentleman. I'm going to introduce you. You know, he's been with Legal Shield since 1999. He was named Senior Vice President of People and Leadership Development, Chief People Officer in May of 2016. Prior to that, he served as Vice President of Marketing Operations from 2014 to 2015, Vice President of Regulatory Compliance from 2011 to 2014, Vice President of Corporate Development from 1999 to 2011, worked very close, I mean very, very close with founder Mr. Arnold Stonecipher until 2011. Graduated from East Central in 1987 with a degree in mass communication. Had a master's degree in human resource management in 1995. He and his wife Angela have two adult sons, Alex and Blake. I'd like to introduce the president of network marketing and sales, my friend Mr. John Long.
Mr. Moore, thank you. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you loud and clear, John.
All right, thank you, and I thank you for that introduction. My favorite part of that introduction, I'll tell everybody, is when you finish with my friend, because I am fortunate enough.
Truly mean that, John.
Well, I know you do, and I mean it when I say that was my favorite part of what you just said. I appreciate your servant leadership, not just to the Moore Success Team, but to the home office staff that we have, the way you work with our employees and care for our employees, and all the other organizations. I mean, Mr. Ken Moore is truly the epitome of a servant leader, and that's one of the things that I selfishly have been able to experience for the last 19 years, and being a part of this company, and being a part of an organization where everybody's rowing the same direction. Everybody wants everyone else to succeed. There's no backstabbing. There's no climbing over somebody else. Everybody wins when everybody succeeds. And Mr. Kenmore, you know, that's something Harlan Stonecipher felt strong about. His greatest thrill was watching somebody come into this business and take advantage of the opportunity and have success. And his success was predicated on thousands of others succeeding. And Mr. Moore, you continue to demonstrate that every day. And when I say that, let me paint a picture for all of you out there on the phone today. I mean, this is a typical Monday morning for me. I'll get up early in the morning, earlier today, get up, get showered, get ready for work, get my stuff together and get up to work. I live about, I joke, a par five away from the home office. It takes me 30 seconds to drive to work. I'll pull in the garage probably about 10 minutes after 7. And I drive a red pickup truck, but there will be a red pickup truck in there before me, and it's Mr. Ken Moore's truck. I don't know what time he gets to work in the morning, but it's before 7 o'clock that he's in the office. And it brings a smile to my face every morning when I pull in there and I see that he's already there, already working, having been with this the company for all of these many years. But to continue, I mean, just the picture of consistency and persistency and doing it every day. And that's who the Moore Success Team has as a leader. So it's a pleasure. It's an honor. It's a privilege for me to be able to count you as a friend. And thanks for letting me be on the call tonight and talking a little bit about what's going on. And there's a lot to talk about. We the way we wrapped up 2017, was incredible. I mean, the field responded. Things were going fast and furious up until midnight on New Year's Eve. We finished very strong. Nearly 80,000 memberships entered on the books for Legal Shield during the month of December. I can't remember, and I've been with the company 19 years. I can't remember a bigger month. There may have been, but I can't remember when it was. Almost 80,000 memberships that we added, and we continue to recruit very well. And that's so important, especially during those months of November and December. It's an opportunity to lose momentum, quite frankly. I'll just tell you, when you garner, so when you have the event like we have in Columbus, and you have momentum building like we did in October, you can let it slip away in the months of November and December because of the holidays, because there are distractions, because things get in the way, and we didn't let that happen. We had a great production month. We had a great recruiting month. And then, of course, we made the announcements on January 2nd and the kickoff events that happened this weekend, the feedback that came in over the weekend, and then continuing today, to call it positive is very much an understatement. I mean, there's real momentum. There's real excitement. There's real enthusiasm around what we're doing right now. And one of the reasons for that is because we've got a great compensation plan, and we should never lose let's don't forget that we have a great compensation plan. But the fact that we have incentives in place now at the entry level for someone, for Jerry and Nancy to go out there and get level up qualified in their first 20 days, and to be rewarded with that by being paid a bonus, and for the recruiter to be also rewarded to the tune of $360 for them going up and getting leveled up qualified. And let me say, hey, I heard you, Manly. They did 3-3, so they've got the recruits in place. And Jerry and Nancy, go out and grow your organization in these next 30 days to 15 memberships and get you another $360 bonus for having advanced to to you know, advanced again, leveled up again to the manager level. I mean, that's out there, and that's available for you to take advantage of, and I encourage you to go do it. And we just need, you know, really right now, we just need thousands of more Jerry and Nancy's to come aboard and to get started in this business. It's something we're doing, quite frankly, we're doing better at this right now than we have in a decade. And when I say this, I'm talking about taking new recruits and getting them paid and promoted, getting them leveled up, getting them moved from the associate to the senior associate level, getting them a belief check, getting them paid, letting them see that it's real. And we're hitting at a better batting average, so to speak, with this right now than we have in over a decade. And the exciting thing is there's plenty of room for improvement. We can always do better, and we have been doing better month after month since Columbus. And that's continuing even now. I get literally daily and weekly updates from the guys in analytics about where we stand. We continue to do a good job with that. Our task, our challenge, our charge is just to do more of it. Go get new people, bringing new people, and let's get them paid and promoted. They're the bonus, the LUQ bonuses, the recruiting factory available for you to take advantage of. And then in the mid-range, something that we just introduced that I'm very excited about, and hopefully everybody on this call is excited about, is the Performance Club factory. And the fact that the Performance Club is the best thing that we've ever done as a contest or as an incentive, and we just made it a lot better by making bonuses available to upline senior director, upline executive director, upline platinum executive director, $30 to the senior director, $45 to the executive director, $60 to the upline platinum executive director for all of their open line Performance Club qualifiers. And Performance Club, quite, you know, it's just that thing you do. It's doing the, again, the consistent, persistent, going out every month, doing a little bit, being qualified, being a part of it, and continuing to do that month after month, year after year. And what you want to do to obtain these bonuses, achieve these bonuses, is reach those levels, become a senior director, become the executive director, become a platinum executive director, and be paid for every one of those qualifiers in your open line every month that they qualify. It just keeps getting better. And then, of course, so excited in December that our company, dang, we paid over $500,000 in the days before Christmas. Well, we paid over $500,000 in bonuses to our new Power Team executive directors, our new executive directors for three consecutive months for the first time, who met the other quality of business requirements. They received $10,000 in bonuses for obtaining executive director three straight months. And then their upline sponsor, their upline Power Team ED, receives a $5,000 bonus. So, again, over $500,000 going out, and we'll be doing that again now in January. Don't know yet how many, you know, what the dollar amount is going to be, but it's going to be substantial. And the more exciting thing to that is now if you become a Power Team ED in this first quarter, become an executive director in January and February and March, not only are you going to earn that bonus, you're also going to earn your way this summer to Jamaica on our Performance Club trip. So, you know, we've got all of these incentives. We've got all of these things going. Again, at the base of all of this is a compensation plan that will reward you for producing, will reward you for building an organization. But we've got these incentives at the entry level while you're building and to encourage you to reach the highest levels in the company. So it's been very well received. We feel like there's something there for everyone in this business. And right now, as an organization, it's our responsibility to just go do more. You know, one of the things I really like about Jeff Bell is everything we do is measured. And Jeff Bell always says, what gets measured gets done. And what I'm excited about sitting in the chair that I sit in now is that I can look back at 2017 and I can tell you from a network division, I'm not talking company, I'm talking about the specific network side of our business, you know, we got off, quite frankly, to a slow start in 2017. January and February, we kind of popped the clutch, so to speak, in 2017. So here we are in 2018, and I know the momentum that we've got. I see it tangibly every day, and it's very exciting to think about what we can do this month and what we can do in February to have that measured against what we did last year in 2017. And instead of digging a hole, so to speak, we've got a chance to really sprint out in front of this thing and keep the momentum that we garnered in the second half of 2017 and keep paying more commissions. I mean, we paid $110 million in commissions in 2017. We paid over $15 million in contests and incentives. And just as Mr. Stonecipher used to always say, we want to pay more. But that's up to you. You're going to have to go grow your organization. You're going to have to go sell more memberships. You're going to have to recruit more associates and grow your organization so that we can send more commission dollars out of one prepaid way directly to you. And I look forward to, you know, it's so fun to travel and talk about the fact that our company over the past decade has paid out more than $1 billion in commissions. I look forward to the time in the not so distant future when we'll be talking about paying $1 billion in commissions over a 4 or a 5 year span. You know, instead of $110 million going to the field, it's going to be $200 and $250 million going to the field on an annual basis. It's there. There's never been a better time to be a part of this company, and we've just got to go. We've just got to go grow this thing. So, thanks for letting me be on this call. It's always a pleasure to be a part of the More Success Team call, and again an honor that this organization led by Ken Moore continues to produce and continues to be kind of that example that the entire company can hold up and look to as far as the quality of business and the persistency of the business that this organization generates, and just so appreciative and so thankful to Mr. Moore, to you, and to Randy and to Jeremy, the entire Moore family, but all of the Moore Success Team. So with that, sir, I'll toss it back to you and Randy.
John, you're always marvelous, and you did a wonderful job tonight. Thank you very much. I think Randy will be wanting to speak to you a minute. You have a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
Randy?
Right. If you do have just a few minutes, I may go to some leadership on our team. They may have a question or comment for you. Would that be okay?
That's great. Be glad to take a question.
Let's go out to someone you've known for many years out to the state of Arizona, and that's Millionaire Club member Miss Linda Bowden.
Linda, yeah, great. Hi, Linda.
Hey, John. Good to hear from you as always. You know, we were just talking today about the national conference, and I mean, we can't believe that it's going to be here. It's already on our doorstep, and I mean, the company just stepped up and did such an amazing job with all the different classes beforehand, the people were able to go to, and the conference itself, which is always wonderful. Can you just sort of, especially for the new people, talk about why the national conference is just so incredibly important for them to go to?
Yeah, and thanks, Linda, for bringing that up, something I probably should have talked about in my comments, because I honestly had several meetings today about our conference and the fact that, you know, for the newcomers, I mean, keep in mind, we'll invade Oklahoma City. We will take over downtown Oklahoma City. It's quite the sight to see, and the energy and the camaraderie that comes from that is something I'm not good enough with words to describe. It's just something you've got to experience, to understand. But it's a chance where we convene and we do a lot of recognition, as we should. Yeah, Mr. Stonecipher taught all of us over his 40 years of leadership that you can never do too much recognition, and we will do a lot of recognition in Oklahoma City. But it's also a chance to go and be a part of breakout. I mean, we'll have a lot of great training from the main stage, but we'll also have breakout trainings where we'll have what we call internally as tracks. We'll have a business solutions or a group track, and we'll have a network marketing track, and we'll have a personal development and leadership track. And then finally, we'll have a technology track. So there'll be all of these, you know, 16 different trainings that will be happening at different times that will be, pardon me, I know there's football being played now. It's kind of the Super Bowl of Legal Shield, where we all convene and you get to hear from the best of the best and the best practices of what works in building an organization or what works in overcoming objections or how to utilize the ID Shield app or how to use the app to invite out to a weekly briefing. It's that kind of training that you'll get to partake in as an attendee of this event. And then there's so much. I won't even go into the main stage and what we do there and the training that we do there. But suffice it to say, it's the best of the best in the company. And then even away from the corporate sponsored event, the team event that Randy promoted earlier at the start of this call, and the conversations and the experiences and the masterminding that occurs in the hallways and on the elevators and in the lobbies. Like I said, I'm not good enough with words to describe what it is, but I'm always impacted when I hear from our leaders about what it meant to them that first time they attended our international convention. And quite frankly, I said this last weekend in Chicago at the kickoff event. I said, you can not go, and maybe you can pick up a nugget or two at the recap event after the fact. But the fact is, when you do it that way, you're not being true to our 10 core commitments. You're not really treating your business like a business. You need to be in Oklahoma City. You need to be. We have one international convention per year. This is it in March. You need to be there. And if you haven't registered, I hope you'll get registered tomorrow morning. I hope you get registered this evening, this week, because it's going to be the place to be. And Linda, I really appreciate you posing that question and letting me expound on the event a little bit.
Well, you're welcome, John. And I just wanted to add something to the beginning of your conversation tonight, and that is, Mr. Ken Moore, he introduced me to the term dark 30. I never knew what that was until I started working with him. Dark 30 is really early in the morning.
I try to paint a picture, but the fact that, it's honestly, it's inspiring and it's motivational to me, because there are some days, hey, I'm human. There's some days I don't want to roll into that parking garage at 7:15, or I just assume if it's raining, staying. But to roll in there and see that Mr. Moore, $500,000 ring earner, probably doesn't, he doesn't have to go to work. He doesn't have to go do this, but he's there and he's leading and he's talking to people at breakfast, and he's got appointments in the morning, and he'll probably go, as he told me before, he'll probably go close 13 of the 12 people he talks to that day. So, it's just inspiring and motivational to me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Let's go out to the state of Virginia, and I hope this gentleman is in, can open up his line here. And that's Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on the phone?
Hey.
Jeff, I think I opened up the line for you. Can you hear me? He may have muted himself out. So let's switch gears and go back to the state of Texas and to Mr. Manly Wilson. Manly, are you on?
Hey, John, we appreciate everything you're doing for us up there, leadership that you provide for us all out here in the field. And I just love, this is more of a comment than probably anything. I'm glad you brought up the breakout sessions that Legal Shield provides for all of us during those 2 to 3 days that we're there. But also, the Moore team breakout is one of the, to cap it all off, is probably one of the most important parts of our trip, has always seemed to be. At the end of that, after we've absorbed all of that powerful information to come back and empower us to grow our teams, it's always a good send-off to have the Moore team breakout. And I think it's so important that all, not just the Moore team, but all the teams, I'm pretty sure, do that on that Sunday afternoon. And again, thank you for opening up the Performance Club. 10 years that we've been in this business, it's the best it's ever been. I mean, now that you're able to start paying that brand new associate 3 months in, an extra $100 month, not 3 through 11, is just crazy money. It's three times what we used to get when I started. So again, thank you for your leadership and bringing that out and enhancing us to build more and build stronger through that process. So again, thank you, John, again for your leadership.
Hey, Manly, thank you, and thank you to Barbara and the Performance Club. The fact that we do start paying $100 every month, beginning at month 3, you used to get a little bit of a check at 3, and then at 6, and at 9 on your way to that 12th month. Now we're paying every month 3 through 11, and that's nice. But that's really also very important, because it's those Performance Club qualifiers that are receiving a check months 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 that are triggering the bonus payments that go upline. So, you know, it doesn't just stop with the $100. It, that person receiving the $100 for being a Performance Club qualifier is going to trigger another $135 to be paid to their upline. And by the way, you know, one of the things that hasn't been talked about a lot, and that's probably my fault, candidly, is you can be that person. Ken Moore, for example, can be that person that receives the $60 and the $45 and the $30 if that Performance Club qualifier is frontline directly to him. So, and there's no senior director, there's no executive director in between. So he can, you know, someone can receive $135, or they can receive, you know, gosh, what is it, 45 and 60, you know, you can, these things are cumulative. You can earn them, you know, for multiple levels in that PCQ program. So, Manly, thank you for bringing that up. And listen, thank you for being part of the state of Texas. I'll take this opportunity to say the game's on now between Texas and Florida. The state of Florida has been the top producing, top recruiting state in this company all of 2017. And I know the cannon's been fired in the state of Texas. I know there's a real momentum growing down in the Lone Star State to go after the state of Florida. And I'm cheering you on. I want to see Texas go shake things up. And by doing that, it benefits all of us. So, Manly, keep up the great job that you guys are doing. And it's great to have Jerry and Nancy on the call at the start of this. I mean, to hear somebody that's just brand new to the business that, by the way, came to ADA. Thank you for coming to ADA. I mean, we think that's so important. Mr. Stonecipher said the best recruiting tool we will ever have is our home office. Get people to ADA Oklahoma. Let them tangibly see who it is we are, what we do, and how we go about it. And it will close them. And that's what Mr. Stonecipher believed. I know Mr. Morris feels the same way. And Jerry and Nancy are living proof of that. I really appreciate them taking the time to come up and kick the proverbial tires before they got started.
Thank you, John. Give love to your lovely wife as well from us. Thank you.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right, next, let's go.
Hey, John, we got a group coming up from Texas tomorrow to visit the home office.
I like it.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Moore, let's quickly go out to – let's go stay right here in the state of Oklahoma, go up to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and the Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. Mr. Peterman, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Mr. Long, well, we appreciate you and certainly all that you do for us and the team and in the field. I wanted to – and I'll second the thing on the PCQ and qualifying that. What a phenomenal thing you've done with that PCQ factory and really all the incentives and stuff. But can you just take a minute and address maybe the importance of the kickoff events to help keep that momentum going toward the We Are Legal Shield International Convention and what's going on across the U.S.? I know there were a couple of those this past weekend, but we have some more coming.
Thanks, David. I apologize for interrupting you, but I'm so quick to jump. I want to jump in on that because it is so important. We did have several kickoff events this past weekend. I had a chance to travel to warm and balmy Chicago, where it was -3 on Saturday morning as I took out to the event. But the incredible thing was the event was full. I mean the room was full of people. In Chicago, we had a lot of guests at that meeting, and you know, that's really what it's all about. We try to be, again, so planful and so prepared, part of, you know, following Jeff Bell's leadership of being prepared. And there's been a lot of preparation that's gone into these kickoff events and to the announcements that we shared with the field on the leadership show on January 2nd, and that we shared over this past weekend, and we'll continue to share on the weekend of the 13th and on the weekend of the 20th at these kickoff events. But first and foremost, and we should all remind ourselves of this every month at our Super Saturday events, these kickoff events are recruiting events. And our main charge, our main responsibility is to get guests out. And you don't have to. I mean, you can work long distance. Everybody knows somebody somewhere. And you can send your people, your contacts, for example, in Chicago, you could have sent them last weekend or this coming weekend, you can send them to Houston, Texas. But our task and our responsibility is get guests out. and then we're going to focus on the business briefing right at the top of the kickoff events, and then we're going to have a circle up. We're going to have 15 minutes where we close the deal, and we bring new members and we bring new associates on, and then we're just going to share more good news with them. And I think that's really, you know, that's really going back to my opening comments. I mean, we've got something special here, and we've heard Mr. Moore speak about this over our 45-year history. We've heard Wilburn Smith talk about it. We've heard Harlan Stonecipher talk about it. Now we hear Jeff Bell talking about it, and I don't pretend to put myself in any category with all, but I like to talk about it a lot. We've got momentum, and when you've got momentum, you better protect it, and you better feed it, and you never want to lose it, and that's the last thing we want to do, because when you don't have it, it's darn hard to get it back. We've got it right now, and what these kickoff events are, they're just fueling the fire. We've got a fire burning right now. We're just adding fuel on top of that with the kickoff events, with the recruiting that we're doing, and with the good news, all the factories that we talked about earlier, the Level Up, the Performance Club, the ED factories. There's just so much good to share at these events, and such excitement. I mean, as Wilburn, you said, if you can't get excited at this one, your wood's wet. So we just got to keep driving. We got to be promotional. We've got to be excited. We've got to be enthusiastic, and we've got to work. And that's not a Saturday thing. That's a Sunday through Saturday thing. We need to be inviting and prospecting and working on getting people to this Saturday's kickoff events tonight and tomorrow. And I think that's what we're doing. I think in the same vein as Wilburn and Harlan and others, you know, we'll never do enough of it, but we're doing a lot of it. We can do a lot more. So, David, thanks for that question. The kickoff events, again, as we compare and contrast where we are right now to where we were 365 days, we've got a chance to really spike the ball, so to speak. I mean, we're about to punch it into the end zone and put a lot of points on the board to use the football analogy. It's our responsibility, because to do otherwise would let momentum slip away, and we can't have that happen.
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Appreciate you, what you do.
Thanks,
right,
David.
John, good to hear Randy again. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate, just like Dave said, the job that you're doing. We appreciate your love, your admiration, your zeal, your excitement for this company. It really comes through as you're talking about it. And I know it's simply because you're talking from your heart, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you in front of our team tonight. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to you with Mr. Ken Moore. Deb?
I thank you know how much I appreciate what you do, but I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for tonight. And I tell you what, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, have breakfast ready for me, will you?
Scrambled eggs, sausage, whatever you have. I can cook it, man. You forgot it. Used to be a mess.
All right.
Military.
Hey, thanks for letting me be on the call.
No, thank you for being on the call, John. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, as usual, we've had a great call. I thought he did a tremendous job. He's a wonderful fellow, a good Christian man, a good friend, and he's really, really for the troops in the field, and I appreciate that. Now, we got to say this till next week. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you, and good night.
Make sure and go to moresuccessteam.com. Get your breakout tickets.